A number of economic announcements came out this week, and one of them that was interesting was the announcement on the state leading indexes. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve State Leading Indexes report came out this week for the month of June. That's the latest available period for this index. And it projected that economic activity will increase in 46 states over the next 6 months. 46 out of 50, that's 92%. And that's good news for the outlook for the economy. This index has a decent record, even though it only goes out 6 months. For the most part, these 46 states are projected to increase between 1.5% and 4.5%. And the leading index for this particular metric was steady at 1.5%. So all in all, it's a good report, because if the outlook for the next 6 months is favorable in 46 out of 50 states, that's pretty good. We also received a report this week that the trade deficit widened by another $3.2 billion in June. It's up to $46.3 billion. And the latest increase was driven by a larger goods trade deficit. And exports declined 0.6%, the first decline since January, with an 8.1% decline in consumer goods exports. That's the most since 2009. Automobile exports declined 5.2%. That's 4 months in a row that automobile exports have declined. And that's the biggest decline since 2015, early in the year. The only major category that posted an increase in exports was industrial supplies and materials. This would be mostly fuel oil, various petroleum products included. By the way, the 12-month trade deficit now stands at $572 billion. And, of course, this has been one of the issues that has been in the news because of the various negotiations and disagreements that have been going on over the issue of trade. Meanwhile, layoff trends are still way, way down. You know, we've had 93 consecutive months now. I mean, that's like a lot. That's almost 8 years of monthly increases in new jobs. And we've also had several years now of incredibly low claims, new claims for unemployment insurance. In fact, these figures have been down near a 49-year low. And so this has all been part of the same equation, which gives you a 3.9% unemployment rate. Initial claims for unemployment insurance, updated this past Thursday, came in at 218,000. And that was an increase of 1,000 week over week, but these numbers are low. The four-week moving average is now 214,500. The last time it was that low was December of 1969. So that's almost 49 years ago. And this is how one of the things that you look at to measure labor market tightness. And when you're looking at these kinds of figures, you know you have a tight labor market. You also know you have a tight labor market when you have more job openings than qualified applicants. That's another way you can tell that you have a tight jobs market. Layoff announcements have been very low. In fact, they're at their lowest level in 21 years on a 12-month average basis. Now, what does that tell us? It tells us that companies are reluctant to lay people off because it's hard to find qualified workers. And so they try to keep what they have and, where possible, improve their skills. But they're not really anxious to go out into the open market, an open market that has more job openings than qualified applicants. That's not a buyer's market for companies. And they can struggle when they go out and try to find qualified workers. Fascinating to me, we had a call last hour on this topic, fascinating to me that when we hear people talk about income inequality, I've never heard anyone talking about income inequality that talks about something we've talked about on this broadcast, which is the importance of the worker bringing to the table the skills that are needed. That's on the worker, right? It's on the worker, either in terms of education, trade school, whatever. It's on the worker to bring to the table the skills that are needed for the job that's being applied for. And, I mean, what could be more obvious than the need for that, right? And yet, when we hear these income inequality discussions, we don't hear anything about that. And, of course, that caller started out with the trillion-dollar market cap on Apple, which has nothing to do with the skills the worker brings to the table when they apply for a job.